Welcome to the first episode of Rebuilding Lives podcast, Stories of Growth and Redemption, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. This is more than just a podcast. It's a space for hope, transformation, and inspiration. Together, we'll explore the incredible resilience of the human spirit and uncover how, even in life's darkest moments, there's always a way forward. Real stories, honest conversations, powerful reminders that no matter where you've been, there's always a path to a brighter, more fulfilling future. Today's episode, Rising from the Ashes, dives into exactly that. Overcoming life's toughest challenges. Whether it's battling addiction, starting over after incarceration, or navigating personal setbacks, these stories remind us of one thing. Resilience isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. It's about taking control, finding joy, and creating a life filled with purpose and endless possibilities. At the Self-Development Factory, our mission is clear: to help you recognize your potential, step into your present with confidence, and build a future you're proud of. We're here to guide, motivate, and connect. Because real change starts with you, and it starts today. So grab your coffee, get comfortable, and prepare to be inspired. Let's rise stronger, rebuild together, and move forward with hope. This is your journey, your transformation, and your time to shine. Let's make it happen. Understanding addiction and incarceration. Let's take a closer look at an issue that touches so many lives. Addiction. It's not just about one person. It's about their families, their communities, and the ripple effects on society as a whole. Addiction doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's often tied to poverty, mental health struggles, and a lack of resources, creating a web that can feel impossible to break free from. Did you know that about 65% of the U.S. prison population struggles with substance use disorders? For many, addiction isn't simply a series of bad decisions. It's rooted in unprocessed trauma, overwhelming pain, or an attempt to escape. The connection between addiction and incarceration runs deep. It's a cycle. One misstep leads to punishment. Punishment brings isolation and stigma. And that isolation often drives people back to substances as a way to cope. This cycle doesn't just harm individuals. It tears families apart, weakens communities, and puts enormous strain on our systems. But here's the hope. Every cycle can be broken. Breaking the cycle starts with understanding and compassion. Addiction isn't just a crime. It's a public health crisis that demands care, not judgment. Access to treatment, counseling, and supportive systems can transform lives. Programs focused on rehabilitation, not punishment, are the key to helping individuals rebuild, foster stability, and reduce reoffending. By investing in mental health care and community resources, we create the foundation for real recovery. When we come together as a community, change is possible. Reducing stigma and providing tools like education, job training, and housing support pave the way for people to not just survive, but thrive. It's not just about second chances. It's about building a stronger, brighter future for everyone. We hold the power to rewrite the narrative. When we choose to see people as more than their mistakes, we create a ripple of transformation. Together, we can build a world where everyone has a real shot at healing, growth, and success. It all starts with us. You, me, and the belief that change is within reach. Let's make it happen. The turning point. Breaking the cycle starts with what we call the turning point. That moment when something shifts and the possibility of change feels real. For some, it's dramatic, hitting rock bottom, surviving an overdose, or narrowly avoiding disaster. For others, it's quieter but just as powerful. A kind word at the right time, meeting someone who believes in them, or realizing how their actions are impacting the people they love. The turning point is the spark, but making real change? That takes strength, courage, and an incredible amount of persistence. It means facing hard truths, confronting buried pain, and rewriting the story that's shaped your life. And for many, it also means leaning on others, loved ones, mentors, counselors, or programs for support. Recovery is a journey. It's not a straight road, and setbacks are part of the process. but every small step forward is progress. With the right support and resources, even those who felt trapped in a never-ending loop can find their way toward healing, trust, and fulfillment. There's hope. There's always a way forward. No matter how dark the story, transformation is possible. Your story can be one of redemption, growth, and something truly extraordinary. Let's move forward together. The journey of recovery. Recovery is not a straight road. It's a winding path with challenges, setbacks, and lessons along the way. But what makes the climb worthwhile is how it transforms you. People talk about self-development as a way to fix themselves. But it's more than that. Self-development is about learning. It's about growth. It's about taking small, achievable steps, one at a time. Maybe you take a class to gain a new skill, find a mentor, or start journaling your thoughts. Every time you invest in yourself, you show the world you're worth the effort. Support, too, plays a huge role. Nobody changes alone. Whether it's a mentor, a program, or even a friend who believes in your potential, having that encouragement makes the difference between giving up and pushing forward. Building a supportive community. That brings us to community. What does it mean to be part of a supportive circle of people who want to see you shine? For so many, finding that community was a turning point itself. Think of organizations like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, where people come together to share their stories and hold each other accountable. Or mentorship programs that pair individuals coming out of incarceration with those who've walked the same road. When people feel seen, when they feel included, they're far less likely to return to old patterns. Get involved. Whether that's a local support group, a volunteer opportunity, or even a positive corner of the online world, connection can spark transformation like nothing else. Life after recovery. What comes next after you've fought your way out of that dark place? Life doesn't just go back to how it was before. It transforms. It becomes richer, more meaningful, and full of purpose. We've all heard those incredible stories of people rising above overwhelming challenges. But these aren't just distant, untouchable figures. They're real people. People like you who faced impossible odds, fought through the pain, and came out stronger on the other side. They didn't let their past define them. They chose to change their story. Think about the person who, after years of addiction, turned their pain into purpose. Today, they run a rehabilitation center, helping hundreds of others find their way to healing. They've created light out of darkness. Or the individual who, after incarceration, rebuilt their life from scratch. They started a small business to support their family, and in doing so, they've provided others with second chances and stable opportunities. These stories are proof. Recovery isn't just about getting by. It's about thriving. It's about creating a life that's meaningful, not just for yourself, but for the impact you can have on the world around you. It's a reminder that even in your darkest moments, you have the power to rewrite your story. You can rise, rebuild, and create something extraordinary. Because recovery isn't the end. It's the beginning. What will you build next? Practical strategies for overcoming adversity. Let's talk about facing tough times. If you're sitting there thinking, "Where do I even start?" You're not alone. Change is possible, and it starts with small, intentional steps. Here's how you can begin building your way toward a brighter future. Start small. Big goals can feel overwhelming, so focus on one small step at a time. Break things down into manageable pieces. Every tiny action you take is progress, and each small win builds the momentum you need to tackle bigger challenges. Remember, progress isn't always a leap. It's often a series of small, steady steps. Build resilience. Setbacks aren't the end of the road. They're lessons in disguise. When things don't go as planned, pause. Reflect on what you've learned and adapt. Resilience is about staying the course, even when the way forward feels uncertain. Growth happens in the moments when you decide to keep going. Celebrate every win. Don't wait for massive victories to celebrate. Every step forward, no matter how small, is worth recognizing. Finished a tough task? Celebrate. Got through a hard day? Celebrate. These moments remind you of your strength and how far you've already come. Ask for help. You don't have to do this alone. Seek out support from a mentor, therapist, coach, or someone you trust. Having another perspective, or even just someone to listen, can bring clarity and help you find your next step. Asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Pay it forward. Once you've found your footing, think about how you can give back. Share your journey. Mentor someone who's just starting theirs. Lend a hand to someone who's struggling. Helping others doesn't just lift them up. It's a powerful reminder of the strength you've built through your own challenges. At the Self-Development Factory, we're here to walk this path with you. Our free resources, practical programs, and supportive community are designed to help you take action, overcome adversity, and create the life you deserve. Together, we can turn challenges into change. Let's start today. Thank you for tuning in to Rebuilding Lives podcast. If there's one thing we truly hope you take away from today's episode, it's this. Recovery is possible. Growth is possible. No matter where you've been, what you've done, or how hopeless things may have seemed, there is always a way forward. Every step, no matter how small, counts in creating a brighter future. If you found this episode valuable or know someone who might benefit from hearing it, please share it with them. Sometimes a single message can spark hope and change in someone's life, and you never know whose journey you might impact by simply passing it along. We also want to hear from you. Your stories, experiences, insights, and questions mean so much to us, and they help shape this podcast into a space for connection and growth. Reach out to us anytime through our website or connect with us on social media. We're here to support you every step of the way. And don't forget to explore the Self-Development Factory's resources for even more tools and guidance to help you on your journey. Whether it's articles, workshops, or other inspiring content, there's something there to help you keep moving forward. Until next time, remember this: you are resilient. You are capable. Keep rising. Keep growing. Keep rebuilding. We'll see you in the next episode.